One of Latin America's best-known indigenous rights activists was killed this morning in Honduras. Berta Cáceres was known for the stance she took against multinational corporations that tried to develop land belonging to Honduras's indigenous people. NPR's Eider Peralta reports.
Just last spring, Berta Cáceres came to San Francisco to accept the prestigious Goldman Environmental Prize.
Gracias.
She was prescient in her speech.
De los ríos somos custodios ancestrales del pueblo lenca.
We are protected by the spirits of girls, she says, who teach that giving our life by defending the rivers is to give our life for the good of humanity and this planet. This morning, police say Cáceres was killed during a botched robbery in her hometown of La Esperanza, but her family is calling her death an assassination. Here's Silvio Carrillo, her nephew.
They were waiting for the chance to get to her. They were just waiting, and she knew it was going to happen. We all knew, but we didn't dissuade her because we believe in this too.
Over the course of years, Cáceres fought against the government and multinational corporations to stop big dams from being built on indigenous lands. Cáceres received so many threats because of that work that the Inter-American Commission for Human Rights called on the government of Honduras to provide her with protection. Annie Bird, who supported Cáceres' actions for more than a decade, says her murder will have a chilling effect on other activists.
Sends a very strong message. And it makes everybody feel very vulnerable.
Local media report that police say they were giving Cáceres protection, but they were protecting the wrong house. Carrillo, her nephew, says he doesn't expect justice. Honduras, he says, is too far gone for that.
But what I do see is people being inspired to speak up and to push forth and to stand up and say, we can't do this anymore. We can't have this happen anymore.
A State Department spokesman condemned the murder, and he called for a prompt investigation. In Honduras, television images showed activists waiting for Cáceres' body in Tegucigalpa. They wore masks bearing her face and called the government murderers. Cáceres was turning 46 tomorrow. Eider Peralta, NPR News.